I'm Jackie Norton. I am a retired school teacher. I have 4 children and 4 grandchildren. I am also, shall we say, retired state legislator. One of my passions, not only while I was in the legislature, but also now, is to see that parents have the wherewithal to take time when their children are sick. I think we truly need paid sick leave days for people in this state, in this country, in fact. I know that as a teacher, I saw many children come to school ill because their parents couldn't take time off to stay home with them. Now, we like to think that our children are safe and in a safe environment, but when you look at the fact that many people have to send their children to school sick because they can't stay home with them, I think we need to take a serious look at what we're doing to those families. As a mother myself, I also had times when I sent my children to school sick because I didn't have paid sick leave at that time. And heaven forbid, even if I did, it was for me, not because one of my children was sick. I can remember a time when my oldest son in third grade, and I did not learn this story until after he had finished third grade, and then his teacher said to me at a teacher gathering one time, she said, "You know, those headaches that your son has really makes him very, they make him ill, and he can't really do much that day," and questioned why or what we were doing to help him. And I didn't even know about the headaches. My response to her was, "What headaches?" And so when she explained to me that my son actually had migraines that physically incapacitated him for a couple hours, and that the school dealt with that, I realized what I was doing to him, that my children had been told they couldn't be sick because I couldn't stay home. I had to be at school. And unfortunately, as children many times do, took that seriously and took me at my word and never complained, but rather went to school ill. Over the years, I have realized how unfair we are to children and to parents by not allowing them the time they need to do their job effectively, and rather send those sick children to school so that they make other children sick. And I guess that has sparked an interest in me to try to see that that kind of thing is rectified, and that we certainly haven't gone far in the past few decades in making life easier for families when we profess to want parents to do a better job parenting. We need to give them the tools they need in which to do that.